sea ice extent is near record low levels in the Arctic Ocean, and that has implications for weather patterns around the globe. Brian Brettschneider with our Ask a Climatologist segment says in the past, climate models have struggled to link ocean conditions with what happens in the atmosphere, but he says two new studies do a much better job describing that link. He told Annie Feit with Alaska's Energy Desk, what happens in one really drives the other.
What we're learning is that the reduction of sea ice is having not only an impact on how temperatures are warming, right, with the release of heat from oceans and the absorption of solar energy from the lack of snow and ice, but what we're learning is it's affecting the flow of the atmosphere. And we see the response is, in many cases, a deepening of low pressure in some areas, an increase of high pressure in other areas, and that affects which direction the wind comes from and where the storm tracks are located. So lots of impacts that are more fine scale than when we just think about, oh, it's warming here or it's cooling off there.
So what are those specific effects?
What we've come to understand is that the system, the response to this new state of the climate system is deepening of the Aleutian low pressure system. So that's a semi-permanent area of low pressure in the winter months. Obviously in the Aleutian Islands, a weakening of the Icelandic low-pressure system, which is obviously near Iceland, and an increase in the Siberian high-pressure system. And these are semi-permanent features. They're typically there for months at a time in the cold season, and they drive the weather across the entire globe. And so the low-pressure Aleutian, we have this counterclockwise flow. If that's stronger, you know, it might mean more storminess, for example, here in Alaska. The Siberian high pressure system, if that's going to be stronger, that might mean colder temperatures over there, but more northerly winds in eastern Siberia, maybe even the Bering Sea. And so that's going to affect where the storm track sets up and perhaps, you know, where the springtime sea ice conditions in the Bering Sea, the Chukchi Sea. So a lot of things that we're understanding now at more local geographical scales.
Why does it matter to know this? I mean, is there something that we can do a better job planning for, or is it just cool science?
So when we have this idea that we're in a warming world and that, and we have this Arctic amplification, so things are warming faster at higher latitudes, when we just paint that one broad brush, that's very important over longer time scales, you know, over decades and centuries and so on. But understanding how these finer scale patterns are going to set up matter more on human time scales. And now we're talking interactions that are much more complicated. And as we do more of these models and we do more of these studies, we get a better idea of how things are going to change at the regional scale. You know, so for example, here in Anchorage, locally, you know, maybe that things like even just the change of the trajectory of the winds mean we could get a lot more precipitation or a lot less based on the downsloping over the Chugach Mountains. So it does matter. And it also helps to explain why that there is variability. You know, Alaska had its eighth warmest year on record in 2017, even though globally it was the second warmest year on record. Well, that in part is due to the local flow conditions. And so it's important to be able to put what's happening on a local scale in terms of a global context.
Brian Brettschneider is a climatologist in Anchorage. He checks in with Alaska's Energy Desk each week as part of a regular look at climate change in the state. If you have a climate-related question, send an email to akenergydesk@alaskapublic.org.